All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better. I pray that your change and your transitions get better as well. I pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. And I just hope that you keep the Lord first for the rest of your life forever. All right, I just hope that you had a blessed day today. You start off the week on point. If you didn't start off the week on the best foot, just know you have more days to get it together and just take it one day at a time, one step at a time. Amen. We have to truly appreciate God for everything that we have. We have to thank God for the food in our belly. We have to thank God for a roof over our head. We have to thank God for the clothes on our back. Amen. There's many people out here who don't have these things. So, you know, we have to be compassionate and kind to consider those who are less fortunate, or those who are poor or suffer in different ways. Amen. And we have to always thank God for the little things that we have, all right? So just welcome people, greetings all peoples, all families, all tribes, all nations, all peoples, all tongues, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are Israelite or a Gentile, it's all right. Praise the Lord together. Greetings, people, shalom, the body of Christ. Yes, yes, welcome people. Thank you all for listening and supporting. I truly appreciate it heavy, you know. And I just keep praying for you all out there. You all pray for me and we all pray for each other. We have to uplift each other. We have to encourage one another. We have to build each other up. You know, iron sharpens iron. We want the best out of each other, not just for ourselves, but for the Lord. The Lord wants better out of us. We have to live up to the Lord's standards. We have to live according to the gospel, the law, the commandments, his word, and what his son said. Amen. So let us get it right. All right. Let us love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul. Let us serve him with diligence and gladness and joy. All right. And let us love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen, people. I know there's a lot going on in the world. There's plenty going on in your personal life, but give it to the Lord. All right. Trust in the Lord. Give it all to him. Amen. Amen. All right. So in today's message, we're going to go into the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3. All right, we're in chapter 3 of the book of 1 Samuel, all right? So we're going to read the book of 1 Samuel and then continue forward, and then we'll close out with a prayer, priestly blessing, and giving God all the glory and thanks, amen? So the other biblical messages I did previously, I kind of squeezed a lot of them in. I squeezed in the book of Judges, the book of Ruth, and 1 Samuel. So I was kind of like squeezing it all in, but this time I want to really read it thoroughly, amen, because the word of God should be read thoroughly and we should reflect on the word. We should meditate on the word. Amen. We shouldn't just skim through it. You know, we're going to miss something if we just skim through it. So I don't want to skim through. I want to read it thoroughly and just, you know, break it down the best way I can or interpret it anyway and just share the word overall. You know what I mean? Because we have to always stay in the word daily, nightly. We have to always appreciate God for everything, his promises, his covenants, his love, his spirit, just everything about him. You know, we have to truly love the Lord. Seriously, okay? So let's get into the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3. All right, the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3. Here we go. And the child Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran into Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went and laid down, and the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst callest me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle, And that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he said, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord hath said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee. And more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. Then Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan, even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. All right, so there you have it. That's the book of Samuel, chapter 3 reading. And then you can see how the relationship is building between God and Samuel. And you can see how close they are, how they're communicating, how they're going step by step, and how Samuel is just being raised up to be a prophet and also a priest as well. And Samuel was able to do this at a very young age, you know. So Samuel is really right with the Lord from his youth. You know, it's a very beautiful, strong relationship that way that they have. So it's always important to obey God's voice and to always, you know, be ready to hear what God's telling us, all right? God is calling us and telling us things. We have to listen and obey it, all right? And that's a clear example of it in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3, okay? Let us be obedient. Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Samuel chapter 4, okay? The book of 1 Samuel chapter 4, here we go. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched it to Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the land, out of the hand of our enemies. So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of God. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God is come into the camp. And they said, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, as they have been unto you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man to his tent. And there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent, and with earth upon his head. And when he came low, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside, watching for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the men came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the cry, he said, what meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, what is there done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there have been also a great slaughter among the people, and thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed for her paths, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said to her, "Fear not, for thou hast borne a son." But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken." So that's the book of First Samuel, chapter 4. And this discussed how the Philistines actually defeated Israel in war, how they took the Ark of the Covenant, and they slain all 30,000 men of Israel. It was a very devastating day for all Israel. So they were pretty sad. There was in turmoil. They were sad, crying, weeping, all those different things, you know. So, you know, they went to the battlefield and they just lost. They were overpowered, and it was a sad day for Israel, right? So it shows, the thing about the word of God, it shows the highs and lows. It shows the good, bad, and the ugly. It shows when Israel won its battles, and it also shows Israel's losses as well. You know, so that's kind of life. You know, life, you win some and you lose some. There's always lessons out of everything, all right? So let us continue the book reading of 1 Samuel, all right? Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5 and continue forward, all right? So here we go. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon, and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early in the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and the head of the Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off open upon a threshold. The stump of Dagon was left to him. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them, and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw it was so, they said, "The ark of God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our God." They sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them, and said, "What shall we do with the ark of God, the God of Israel. And they answered, "Let the ark of the God of Israel be carried about unto Gath." And they carried the ark of the God of Israel about thither. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great. And they had emerods in their secret parts. Therefore they sent the ark of the God to Ekron. And it came to pass that the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, "They have brought about the ark of the God of Israel to us, to slay us and our people." So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, "Send away the ark of God of Israel and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people." For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. And the men that died on that were, and the men that died not were smitten with the emerods. And the cry of the city went up to heaven. So that's the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5 reading. So in this part, the Ark of the Covenant of God is being passed around to different nations and cities. And every time it touches a different nation that's not Israel, God's hand goes against that people, and God sends destruction and terror and violence and judgment upon them. So that just shows how holy and powerful it is, how God wants us to possess only his things for Israel and nobody else's, all right? Because you can't mix the things of God with other beliefs and what have you. You see what I'm saying? So holiness is a very powerful, serious, sacred thing. All right. So that was a clear example of in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5. All right. Excuse me. So now we're going to go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 6 and go from there. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 6. Here we go. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to this place." And they said, "If ye send away the ark of God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him trespass offering, him return a trespass offering, then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you." Then they said, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all and on all your lords and your lords. Wherefore ye shall make images of your emeralds and images of your mice that mar the land, and ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your land. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts. When he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milk kine, on which there hath came no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves from home them. And take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold which ye return him for a trespass offering in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away, that it may go. And see if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us, it was a chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took 2 milk kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of the emeralds. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth Shemesh. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came unto the field of Joshua, a Beth Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone, and the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering to the Lord. For Ashdod, 1. For Gaza, 1. For Ascalon, 1. For Gath, 1. For Ekron, 1. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the 5 lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon yet they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth until this day, in the field of Joshua in the Beth Shemite. And he smote the men of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,710 men. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us?" And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you." All right, so that's the book of 1 Samuel chapter 6. Now we're going to go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 7. And then we'll end it there, all right? We'll keep it short and sweet today. Just go through a few chapters today. So we're going to end it with chapter 7 of 1 Samuel, all right? First Samuel chapter 7, here we go. And the men of Kirjath Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. As Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only. As Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said, there, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel and Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord or our God for us, that he will save us out of the land of Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb. He took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord, holy unto the Lord. As Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year and circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. All right, so there you have it, y'all. That's the book of 1 Samuel chapter 7. And this part is where Israel was gathered together for the Ark of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant, and the Philistines drew near and tried to pull up on them. But Samuel cried out to the Lord. Samuel prayed and called on God. He called on the name of the Lord, and the Lord smote those enemies. The Lord got rid of the Philistines. The Lord made that great thunder upon the enemies, and they all trembled and all failed. Amen. And God looked out for Israel. Amen. That's the power of prayer. That's the power of crying out to God. That's the power of God saving right there. God can save his people. God hears our cries. He hears our prayers. He helps us in our situations. Amen. We have to really call on him with all of our heart. So that's what Samuel did, and we should take notes from that, amen, and apply it to our personal lives, all right? Whenever you feel like something is about to go a different direction or whatnot, call on the name of the Lord and watch how he turns it around for you, amen? So there you have it, y'all, all right? That is the book of 1 Samuel reading, just from chapters 3 to 7 today, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? All right, so here we go. He is the hope for humanity. He is the last Adam. He is the second Adam. He is the advocate, the almighty, the true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. And the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I Am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. Yes, he is the King of Israel. He is the King of Kings. Amen. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the Lawgiver, the Leader and Commander, the Life of the World, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Living One, the Living Stone, the Lord our Righteousness, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Yahweh, Hayashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the consuming fire, the name above all names, the sufficient one, the sustainer. Yes, yes, Elohim. Yes, the father of life, the father of the fatherless, the father of the widows. Yes, the government rests on his shoulders. Amen. Yes, yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrector. Yes, he is the Revelation, the Revelator. Yes, he is the Radiant One, the Righteous Example, the Perfect Example, the Righteous One, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One. Yes, yes, the perfect way, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, the son of Abraham, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the word of life. He is the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, yes, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome God, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. Amen. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed, renewed, healed, restored, helped, forgiven, redeemed, comforted, inner peace, blessings, stability, love, grace, favor, joy. Amen. Breakthroughs, miracles, wonders, signs, new beginnings, new paths, new mind, new heart, new soul, a new heart of flesh. Amen. Yes, yes. We have to always remember who the Father and the Son is. Amen. Got to remember that Jesus, he is a seed of Abraham, the promise. He is a seed of Adam, humanity. He is a seed of David for his kingship. He is a seed of God as a deity. He's a seed of Jacob as his nationality. He's a seed of Judah as his tribe. He's a seed of Shem as his race. He is a seed of woman when it comes to prophecy. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it, all right? That's just a message for today. Just the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3 to 7 reading. You know, had a pretty full, exhausting day today. So, you know, I'm definitely going to go to wrap it up or what have you. And I just hope that you all get through the day with all your strength that the Lord gives you. Amen. I pray that you all get sweet sleep, and you all get rejuvenated for the next day, amen? And always stay prepared for what God has in store for you, all right? So there you have it, y'all, all right? I would love to give y'all this priestly blessing. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized. I just pray that you start your life over and have new beginnings. I pray that you change your ways and just repent, have a new beginnings, people. It's a fresh start, all right? Here we go with the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. There you have it, y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.